Got it, Free shouts. Flickering and shaking, the red orb struggles and deactivates, becoming a black, inert ball. Nodding soberly, Murneith pulls the probe from its glass prison. Just in time, too. IR must have shut it down. Jojo lands beside them and dismounts his crowned eagle, Okoti Kojo. Shaking his head, he points to the sky. Mine got away. Fading into the distance now, a red speck speeds above the forest toward the mountains. It's okay, Jojo, Murneith consoles. You did your best. I'll go talk to the other mentors to see what they want to do. Murneith turns to walk away, but Pri blocks her from leaving. What? She asks. You mean we're not going after it? We don't have enough information, says Murneith. This probe did not tell us much. If we follow the other, it might be a trap. Besides, why would we think we would get more information from that probe than from the one we just hacked? The risk is not worth the reward. Aaliyah joins Pri's side. I'm with Pri. We have a clue and not the whole picture. Why would we not follow this clue? Jojo nods his agreement. I hear you all, Murneith replies, but that's exactly my point. We don't know what IR was trying to do, what they're still trying to do. I know it's hard, but sometimes answers aren't meant to be found yet. Now, I have to go report this to the others. When Murneith gets outside earshot, Pri screams.
Ah! This is so frustrating! Anger bubbles inside her. How could the mentors let this kind of opportunity go?
Jojo nods. I agree. But what can we do? Well, says Aaliyah, you can help me. Pri and Jojo turn to see Aaliyah working on a projected hologram. Walking up, Pri asks, what are you doing? There are security sensors all along the forest and mountains, so I'm calculating where it went, says Aaliyah with a cheeky smile. You think I'm going to sit around and do nothing? Stop. Open puzzle packet number 2. Proceed after solving the puzzle.